This is VOA News via remotum. Tommy McNeil. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen has met with a delegation of U.S. Congress members in a further sign of support among American lawmakers for the self-governing island that China claims as its own territory. That meeting Monday comes less than 2 weeks after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit, which prompted days of threatening military exercises by China, including the firing of missiles over the island and into the Taiwan Strait. China has also sent warplanes and naval ships across the medium that has been a buffer between the separated civil war in 1949. China regards such contacts with the island as support for its independence from Beijing. Fallout continues and questions remain after a fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services in Egypt's capital on Sunday, quickly filling it with thick black smoke and killing 41 worshippers, including at least 15 children. Several trapped congregants jumped from upper floors of a church to try to escape the intense flames, according to witnesses, saying that it was suffocation, all of them dead, according to witnesses, who gave only a partial name. 16 people were injured, including 4 policemen involved in the rescue effort. The cause of that blaze at the churches in the working-class neighborhood of Imbaba was not immediately known, and it remains under investigation. The initial investigation pointed to an electrical short circuit, according to a police statement. Again, fallout continues, and there are still questions after a fire ripped through a packed Coptic Orthodox church during morning services in Egypt's capital on Sunday, killing at least